This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Still to come, GLTs grow. The Keene family has been very good to Illinois State University athletics the last 4 years, not from a monetary standpoint, but on the football field and the volleyball court. The brother and sister duo of Dalton and Jalen Keene have been all-conference performers in their respective sports and helped lead their teams to Missouri Valley Conference titles along the way. There is 15 months difference in their age. Dalton is the oldest, but sat out a redshirt season as a freshman. Both are in their senior seasons. Their mom, Rose, along with Dalton and Jalen, talked about their athletic adventures while growing up and at ISU with GLT's Brian Bloodworth. Rose Keene says the two have always been competitive.
Very competitive. In fact, growing up, the household was very competitive. To get them to bed at night, we would run up the stairs and see who could get there first, you know. Everything was competitive.
I take it they're also very close to each other.
They are. They really support each other. I think part of it being good is that one's a boy and one's a girl. So they didn't have to compete on the field and follow in anybody's footsteps, you know, as far as doing their athletics. It wasn't boy against boy. It wasn't girl against girl. And so I got to live up to my sister's expectations, or I got to live up to my brother's expectations. Being of the opposite gender, I think, was the real positive there.
Did they get on each other when they play, as far as, you know, hey, come on, suck it up, you got to play, or, you know, you're better than that? Or,
well, they kind of knew what the other could do, and they just have been ones that push themselves. They've just had, like you talked about, that inner drive earlier. That's something that we really haven't had to do. My thing was always just do the best you can, you know, and if you're injured or hurt or sick, just do what you can. We know you won't be able to do, you know, 110%, but just do what you can. And I don't know, they kind of took that to heart in everything, you know, in their studies as well as their athletics. And knock on wood, they've been two just awesome kids.
Are they a lot alike or a lot different?
Well, they definitely have their differences. I think Jalen will work her tail off in anything. Dalton sometimes will cruise through just enough to get by with what, you know, okay, he wants the A. Jalen's not happy unless she can get the A+. Probably the biggest difference, I'd say.
What about the challenges as a parent of getting to both people's events? How do you do that now? How'd you do it earlier and when they're in high school and that type of thing?
It is very difficult because with them in high school, they were in sports all year long until, of course, spring. Jalen was in soccer, and then Dalton would be working out. When mom and dad were together, we would split. One would go one would go to the other. And in college, it's a little bit of the same, but we don't communicate as well. So sometimes both are at one game. You go to what you can, like in college, local, Bloomington, I try to get to as much as I can. So it's kind of hit and miss. I feel bad. I wish I could be at everything. But since they're in the same season, that makes it tough. So if one had been winter and one had been fall, that would have been super. Could have been to everything. We do the best they can, and they understand. So that's the good thing.
Obviously, you got to be very proud to have two kids in the Division I programs playing, you know, at the Division I level.
You are so right. I am a very proud mama. They've done a great job, both academically as well as and their sport.
Okay, that's mom's insight to Dalton and Jalen. What's theirs?
So who's more competitive?
Him.
I'd say both of us are. I don't know who has a step up, because it all, I mean, we started playing in our backyard, and I would always play left-handed because she'd get mad if I played right-handed. We played basketball or something like that. And then the times I tried to play sand volleyball, it was always back and forth, because she never said it, but I knew this is my sport, is what she was trying to get across. You know, you have yours, you stay with yours, and I'll do mine. It was an unwritten code that I figured out very fast, because you start blinking, she starts hitting the ball on the ground, and you can't see it. So definitely props to you on that. But I would say the competitiveness is different depending on, like, obviously we play way different sports, but I see the same drive that I have when I play in her. And there's times when she goes far beyond what I've done.
Yeah, I would say that we've been pretty competitive, like, throughout our years, like, when we lived together at home, and Especially, like, when we would play a sport, like, against each other. Like he said, we played in the backyard, like, so many different, like, sports. We played soccer. Soccer and basketball were pretty much the sports that we could kind of compete against each other, like, fairly, I would say. But we never really played volleyball that much. And football, if anything, it was just, like, throwing it. It wasn't, like, anything like that. But there was always, like, that competitiveness. It was like, oh, I scored on you today, or... He dunked on me, or
it'd be a little competitive. Maybe going, like, I remember when we were younger and going to South School, like our elementary school. You know, we try to race so you get there first. But you know, it's just little things like that. You're always going to try to get ahead of one another, and I think that kind of helped us. You know, as we have grown up, that you know we still have that competitive fire, obviously for each of our individual sports. But you never want to be last in anything, and that's definitely something that I've learned personally through like. Just playing football here under Coach Back, Coach Nowinski, and everything like that, you know, they strive for, you know, you want to be the best. And like that's, you know, said to you as a small kid and everything, but it was really, you know, kind of full-blown, full force, you know, enforced here and at Illinois State. And I can't be more appreciative to them for that.
So you think that that competitiveness made you the athlete that you are today?
Yeah, I would say that it definitely helped. If we didn't have that competitive edge, even like individually, if we didn't have that, I don't think we would be as far as we are right now and being as successful as we are. So I think that really did help in the long run.
You're listening to Sound Ideas with Brian Bloodworth, who is talking with ISU seniors Dalton and Jalen Keene about their athletic careers as Redbirds. Is there ever a point where you guys have become jealous of one another and their successes?
Probably more towards me on that one. I get told occasionally, more like a lot, that best athlete in the family is my little sister, you know. And whether that's true or not, we'll figure that out one day, but I always most of the time agree to it because she is, you know, she moves very well for how tall she is. She's pretty tall for a girl. You know, she's extremely athletic. She's strong. She can bounce back from a lot of injuries and stuff like that. Thankfully, she hasn't had many. Thankfully, I haven't had many. Yeah, knock on wood. But I remember when we were younger, we didn't want to go to each other's tournaments, soccer tournaments, stuff like that. We'd be gone every weekend, and then one weekend we'd get off. You know, the other one would have a tournament. I remember I just got to, I was a freshman in high school, and I didn't want to go back and watch her junior high, you know, volleyball games because I was like, that's beyond me. I'm in high school now. I don't want to go back and watch that. But by the time we both got to high school, I think we figured out that our relationship, you know, evolved a little bit. Like, we were always close. Yeah, we bickered a lot. Right now, I let her do her own thing. We communicate as much as we can. This year has been a little bit more difficult than the past couple of years have. You know, she's had road games. I've had road games. You know, schedules just aren't matching up like they have in previous years. But our relationship definitely, I think, has grown. You know, through the course of high school and then obviously now, and we're definitely a lot closer than we used to be. You know, most people wouldn't probably believe us saying that we were, you know, bickered unless you knew us back when we were younger. But for the most part, you know, I love her to death. I can't say a bad thing about her. You know, there's no bad blood, and if there was bad blood, it's just jealousy, if anything. And I don't think we have that anymore. You know, we're just glad. You know, we're at the same university. We're doing both being successful, and you couldn't ask for more than that. Like your parents can come watch you. Both their kids are doing, you know, as well as they can. And we've both won. I've been a part of two conference championships. She's been a part of one. You know, that's something you can't. You know, may not be repeated. May not ever be repeated. But at the same time, we're still striving. You know, to be better than what we have been. And that competitive fire that, like I said, that they've, you know, instilled in us, and a little jealousy here and there. You're like, oh, she just won this, you know, last week, like player of the match or something like that. And, you know, I'm trying to go out and do the same thing, but at the same time, it's a different aspect because she's got six people on her team, you know, on the court at the time. We got 11, and I got to do my one, you know, 1/11th to help the whole team. And I know she does the exact same thing, her 1/6th. But, you know, we just do what we can to impact the game. And I think that's, you know, all we can do at this point. You know, she's a phenomenal athlete, and I couldn't be more happy for how she's developed in college and then how far she's come since, you know, playing outside in the backyard.
I don't know that I would give it all to me. I mean, that's the joke. I think it's kind of a joke, but kind of not at the same time. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm the better athlete. I would say there's a close tie.
You guys coach each other or offer advice, critique?
I don't know much to say about volleyball. I mean, I know the basic rules, everything like that, as in what you guys do for, like, I wouldn't even know, is it formations and stuff like that? That's football terminology. But I know my dad's has little comments here and there. Mom has the same thing. But as for the most part, I'm just like, good job. You know, played hard. You know, you win some, you lose some. The tough losses, you know, we're always there for each other. You know, just got to get back out there, and every once in a while, there'd be a little, you know, text message here or there. Or I might call her. She might call me and be like, hey, keep your head up. You know, it's just a game. You know, you got to move on, play the next one. Got to bounce back. You know, like, go back to the drawing board and go back to practice and figure out what we did wrong, what we can do better. You know, just little things like that, I think, could keep us, you know, a little bit, our spirits up no matter how we play.
I would say the same thing. I mean, I don't necessarily know football that much. I knew his other position a little bit better because you could kind of tell if he did good or not because he either caught the ball or didn't catch it. But it's still nice to, like, see him do his thing in the middle, and I just know that he's doing his thing no matter what situation it is, and it's just good to see that.
Well, it's a unique situation, a brother and sister at the same university and having standout careers. Do you ever stop and think about that?
Not really a lot. I know the only times I really do think about it are when people bring it up and think that they're always like, oh, you're at the same university as your brother. Did you pick that because he was there? And it's like, no, we picked it because it was the best fit for us. And it ended up being great that we were at the same university. But, I mean, I just think that it's really cool that we're at the same university. We get to see each other more times than we would if we weren't. And I think that our choice to come here was definitely, like, one of our best choices. For me, I know I can speak for myself, but just the atmosphere that we were given and the athletic opportunities and all that kind of stuff was really good.
Yeah, just to add to that, we couldn't have been more blessed. We, you know, ended up having offers from the same school, you know, great coaches to come in and play for. Wouldn't say it's lucky, wouldn't say it's anything like that, but, you know, we were given the opportunity to come out and play, and we've both done what we were supposed to do. Maybe, you know, I never expected to be where I'm at right now, to be honest with you, because the position change kind of scared me a little bit. But great position coach, and Coach Nowinski took me through and basically held my hand through everything, you know, and now I am where I am, and it's all because of him and all the other coaches. But I want to make it clear, she didn't follow me. She's here and she did her own thing. You know, like, we have the same last name, but she has her own career. She has her own everything, you know, from start to finish. She's done all this on her own. Yeah, I'm her brother in the background. That's fine. And yeah, she's my sister in the background. You can look on that all you want, but at the same time, we both have our own individual careers.
Dalton and Jalen Keane have been all-conference performers in their respective sports at ISU, and they were interviewed by Brian Bloodworth of GLT.